now. That's what we like, a nice big showbiz introduction. Now, I've got a guest in the studio. I've not met this gentleman before, but he has been in on Keith's show a few times. It's Nick Sillitoe from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. Last year, they celebrated 25 years of serving the community, and you've come in to have a chat with us this morning.
I have, Michelle. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, I want to come and tell everyone just what a successful day we had at the Billericay Christmas Market back in December. We actually think probably 20 to 25,000 people came on the day. Mm-hmm. And we managed to shut the high street for the whole day. All the shops were open. We put on a huge Christmas market down the high street, along with tons of entertainment. And it was the most successful day that we've had in all the years that we've been doing the Christmas market.
Wow. And you run this all yourself. So how long did it take to prepare? Is it been over a year? You're nodding. You're starting the one for this year,
aren't you? We're already starting. Yeah. Believe it or not, we've already got applications for stalls for next Christmas in December's market. So it starts literally as soon as one event it finishes, we start all over again planning for the next year.
And how many stalls did you have in the end?
About 130 stalls down the high street, along with a continental market, and two stages of entertainment, street entertainers. We had a Christmas Santa Grotto in the reading, and we had Punch and Judy in the reading rooms. I mean, the whole high street from one end to the other was completely full.
It's got one of my favourite pubs as well, the set, but I can't remember the name of it, but they do live music there on a Sunday. It's tiny, the little pub that's set back off the road.
The Checkers.
Bit. Yes, that's the one. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. What lovely. I went to see some jazz there a couple of months ago. It's a lovely, really lovely pub.
I mean, all the shops and restaurants and pubs really just make it a fantastic family day out. And as I say, it's a free to come in. There's no charge at all. And we just try and put on the best show we can.
And how much did you raise? Have you got the figures in yet, or is it still...
Yeah, in total, charities on the day raised over £30,000. Of that, £15,000 was raised by the charity stalls themselves, and the rest of the money was raised for Rotary charities, and we will decide next week just exactly where that money's going, but it'll all go to local charities.
Before we talk about some of the events that you've done last year and where the money went from those events, how long have you been involved in Rotary, and what made you want to get involved?
I've been a member of Mayflower for 18 years now. The club's been going, as you say, for over 25, but I moved to the area when I opened a business in Billericay High Street, and one of my friends who I worked with many years ago came in on opening day to the shop and said, "I remember you. Why don't you come along and see what Rotary does?" And I'd had no idea what Rotary was about before, and I've been a member ever since, and I've been president of the club a couple of years ago, and I look after now a lot of clubs in the area as well. So it's a big part of my life, and I enjoy giving something back to the community.
And is it open to men and women?
Yes, absolutely.
Club?
Yes, of all ages, all creeds, all sizes, and all genders. So
I don't like, you looked at me when you said that. I'll put a little bit of weight over Christmas. I feel a bit sensitive.
No, not at all. No, we our club, for example, has 47 members, of which I think four or five now are ladies, and it's a dual gender organisation worldwide.
What do you get? I mean, I've spoken to other Rotary members that come in from different Rotary clubs in Essex. What do you get? Is it an achievement? Is it giving something back?
It started many years ago in America as an organisation, which was a business, a community event, and a sort of support mechanism for businesses in America. In Britain, it's slightly different, because what we do is we raise money for both local charities and international missions as well.
Yeah.
So whenever, for example, there's a disaster somewhere on the other side of the world, Rotary is one of the first organisations to respond with shelter boxes and fresh water and whatever, because we have that capability worldwide to send our money to the areas that need it most. Mm-hmm. So what we get out of it is a sense of putting something back into the communities in which we live, but also helping people less fortunate than ourselves around the world.
Now, what charities did you help last year?
Local charities included BOSS, which is the Brighter Opportunity Through Supported Play in Billericay, Hamlin House, which is a home for disadvantaged children, St Luke's Hospice. I mean, we do a lot of work with hospices. We gave some to Essex Air Ambulance, and all sort of local charities like that.
And you have events throughout the year. It isn't just Christmas. I know we're going to talk about summer fairs, but it isn't just Christmas, although you're working on the one for this year. Because I know when I speak to people, it's like you have the planning that goes ahead. It's like having the biggest party probably you're ever going to have in your life and inviting people and making sure that it's all...
Absolutely. Well, I mean, as you can imagine, to close a high street for a day involves huge amount of organisation in terms of rerouting buses and getting people to, you know, post office people moving and banks and everything else. And plus all the road signs and diversions that have to happen so people don't get snarled up and whatever. So it literally is a massive organisation. We cannot do it all by ourselves. I mean, we recruit help from other Rotary clubs in the area, and also we rely hugely on volunteers and supporters who, in their own way, for example, provide the stages for the entertainment, and so we give them some money to give to their charities of their choice as well. So it is very much a community effort, and we also involve Roundtable, the Lions, other service organisations, Street Pastors, St John's Ambulance, you know, everyone's involved.
And I have to say another big shout out, because I do know Phil from the Billericay Street. Who doesn't know Phil? He was here on Christmas, actually. Yeah, Phil, who's got the most delicate voice I think I've ever heard, who does an amazing job. They do come in, and I know we've got them here in Brentwood as well, but the Billericay Street Pastors, they go out Friday and Saturday night, and I say this all the time, they don't get paid, and they go out and they make sure that people that might have had too much to drink get home okay. They have a chat with them. They give girls flip-flops in case they're wearing those silly high heels. Listen to me, sounds so old. But they do a great job, don't they?
They do. They are a fantastic organisation, and we are very happy to work with them and support them as well.
Very quiet. Noisy Phil will be listening this morning. If you've ever heard Noisy Phil, you'll realise why he's called Noisy Phil. So last year, tell us some of the events that you put on besides the Summer Fest and the Christmas ones. What other events?
Right, well, I mean, obviously those are our two big fundraising events, and we try and do one in the summer, which is obviously an open air event at Sun Corner, and the Christmas market, we're always at the mercy of the weather in December, but this year we were lucky. It only rained a little bit, but the other things that we do throughout the year, we raise money for in a variety of ways. We do collections outside supermarkets to raise money for any emergencies or international disasters. We also run quiz nights. We do, and that, again, the money we raise from that goes to local charities as well, and we have a whole host of activities throughout the year, both social and fun, so that, you know, members and their wives and friends can come along, and then we just basically do whatever we can to raise as much money.
Now, the next one you've got coming up besides Christmas is you've got the Sunday the 10th of July, and that is going to be Summerfest. So how long has Summerfest actually been running for?
Oh gosh, that's been going again for probably 20 years. It's changed the format over the years. We've moved different venues. We've tried Lake Meadows, and we've been to Sun Corner. We've been to the Cricket Club at Billericay, but we find that Sun Corner is absolutely best because A, it provides lots of free parking for people to come to.
Yeah.
We can also join forces with the local classic car club, and they put on a huge display of classic cars, and then we can put on our arena events and all our stalls at the top end of the field, so, and there's room for everybody.
And how many people came along last year?
This year, we were lucky with the weather. We probably had about 5,000 to 6,000 people come on the day, and we managed to put on a whole spectrum of entertainment in the arena, and then all the stalls around sold all their wares, and we had a Pimm's tent and a bar, and we had a live stages again for music of local bands. We always try and promote local bands as well,
as we do.
So again, it's a very different kind of event because it's a some funner event, but I mean, you know, we are lucky, and we get the ground free of charge, and therefore, you know, all the money we raise goes to charity on that day too.
So if people are looking this year, if they're in Billericay or if they're at any areas actually in the surrounding Essex area, and they want to encourage people to come to their businesses and they want to have a stall, how do they go about it? That this is for the Christmas market and obviously for Summerfest, because these stalls will go very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
Because it's so busy, and that's what you want.
You can go on our website, which will give you all the details of when the events are, and that is, if you go to www.billericaychristmasmarket.com, it'll tell you all the dates and who to contact to get a stall, and you know who to contact if you want more information, and that applies to Summerfest as well. The link will take you to both sites,
and we're hoping to do some stuff with you this year as well.
Absolutely, yes, we're always very keen to get local radio involved as well, and the more publicity we can get for our events, the more people come along, and therefore the more money
we
raise.
See, it's up on that. We've got there's Brentwood and Billericay, and you can see we've got Billericay there. I'm pointing. Nobody can see me, dear. It's not very good on radio. I am pointing the sign. We are Brentwood and Billericay's radio station, so it'd be great to get involved.
Fantastic. Well, we'd really hope to get involved with you in the future. I mean, we've had a good working relationship for a number of years now, and you know, if we can get you get down on site on the day, then put a live link out, then why not? Let's have a bit of fun.
Now, if you want to find out more, the website again for the Rotary Club?
www.billericaychristmasmarket.com, and that will lead you to the Rotary website for the local membership.
And we will make sure that goes up on the website as well, so if you want to get your stall or you want to be involved in the Rotary Club as well, there's details there. But thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle.
Nice to see you. Have you enjoyed your time on the radio?
Very much so.
Do you normally see Keith in the afternoons? Is it Keith?
Yes.
They don't have many women here.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to come to see you.
Thank you. Right, 10:44, we're going to play some music. I'll be back after this.